for the opportunity, the privilege of sharing God's precious word to you. It's great to see all of you, and I pray that the Lord will bless you, be with you in a special time. The Bible says that this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. In these unsettling times we are living in, where there's panic in our economy, chaos and uncertainty, sickness and death, we have an anchor in God which is unshakable. We are experiencing a season which we never experienced before, that God holds our future. We can overcome the challenges that life throws at us. And just as the world is on hold, it's time for believers to hold on to God. He promised to be with us always. And no matter what you're facing, God is more than able to turn around. I'd like to encourage you to continue to support and pray for one another and also bear the burdens of others. This morning, I'm going to speak about the storms of life. And in the New Testament, there are three storms. And each of these storms were handled differently. We need to note that in each of these three storms, there was a direct intervention of God. The first storm is found in Mark chapter 4. We have the story of Jesus and the disciples were going to the other side. And then a great windstorm arose when Jesus, the Bible says, was fast asleep. In Mark Gospel chapter 4 verse 38 to 39 says, "But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they woke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' And then he arose and rebuked the winds and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind was ceased and there was a great calm." When we look at the storm, it was a satanic interference that tried to destroy Jesus and all those who were in the boat with him. The Bible says Jesus got up and he rebuked the winds and the waves. And this morning I want to say to you that if Jesus is in your boat, you cannot sink. If he's in your life, you would not go down. The only person that is going down is the enemy. And Christ has given us the victory, for the battle is the Lord's and the victory is ours. In this story we read, when Jesus heard this, he stood up and he took control of the situation and he rebuked the winds and the waves. In situations like these that you are facing, we need to stand up and take control of the situation. Notice that Jesus did not go to Peter or the other disciples and ask them to speak to the storm for him. Jesus did not complain, be discouraged, or even worried, but Jesus instead, he spoke to the storm. He did not describe what was happening or lamented about the damage it was causing. He went directly to what was causing the problem and he said, "This has to stop." Sometimes the storms we are facing, we need to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. It is of satanic nature. We must speak to the storms in Jesus' name, and Christ has given us the power to use his name. Whatever is trying to destroy your peace in Christ and make you fearful is of satanic nature. And we need to understand that while some storms are of satanic nature, or most of it, some storms we also create for ourselves. Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 10, "The devil come to steal, to kill and to rob, but I come to give you life and life more abundantly." We find in Mark's gospel, when Jesus saw the fig tree, the Bible says he cursed this fig tree and it dried up from its roots. And today we need to speak to the storm in your life to dry and cease in the name of Jesus. Jesus is more than a teacher and more than a miracle worker. He has the authority of the Creator himself. We find in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, he said, "For assuredly I say to you that whoever shall say to this mountain, 'Be cast into the sea,' and not doubt in his heart, but believe those things that he said, it shall be done for him. He shall have whatever he says." So you can speak to your mountain, you can speak to your storm, you can speak to the spirit of sickness and to be cast into the sea and never to return. He has given us the power and authority to speak to your storm, speak to your finances, speak to your health, speak to your marriage, speak to every attack speak to every attack of the enemy in your life, and it shall be canceled in the name of Jesus. And just as the centurion said, Lord, speak your word and my servant will be healed. And today Christ has given us believers to use the name of Jesus. He has given you and I the power and authority to use the name of Jesus. It is like him giving you a blank check and said, anything you need, anything you want, you can ask the Father in my name and he will give it to you. And today, whatever storm that you are facing, whatever crisis you are going through, whatever problem that you are going through, you can speak in the name of Jesus. And just as Jesus took control of the storm and he spoke to it and there was complete peace. And I believe that the Lord, even in the season where there's storms and where there's problems and where there's chaos all around us, he wants to bring peace. He wants to bring joy. He wants to bring good health in your life. He wants to give you the blessings of God upon your life. But you need to take control of the situation and speak to it in the name of Jesus. We find that the second storm we found in Matthew chapter 14, where we have the story where Jesus commanded the disciples to go on the other side while he went to the mountaintop to pray. And when the disciples were in the middle of the sea, there rose a furious storm. And in the midst of all that was happening, Jesus was walking in the water and drawing near to him, near to them. Fear gripped their hearts, and Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, allow me to come on the water to you. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter saw the winds and the waves, he was afraid and began to sink. And he called out to Jesus to save him. And Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Walking on the water is a supernatural ability, and therefore can only be accomplished by the power of God. All natural laws defy such ability. And Jesus walking on the water proves his deity, that he is truly the Son of God. In this story, Jesus did not speak to the storm, but he walked through it. We find that he had the power to speak to the storm, but the Bible says he did not, but he walked through it. And Peter, we find that when Peter was walking on the water, is the picture where God wants the church to walk. Christ is calling the church to step out of the boat and walk in the miraculous way he is. Jesus dwells in the miraculous, and he wants his church to operate in the miraculous just like him. Too long the church is walking in the natural, walking in their own strength, power, and ability rather than the power of God. Walking on the water is a picture of the church walking in the midst of the storms. Because the Bible says in Psalms 23 verse 4, yea, do I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Just as Christ has given Peter the power to walk on the water, he'll give us the same power to walk in the midst of the storms that you are facing. And we find that walking in the comfort zone will make us walk in our own limitations and boundaries. The 11 disciples sitting in the boat refused to embrace the opportunity of walking in the water, even at the command of Jesus. And many of us are just like the 11 disciples, seize the opportunity to walk in the miraculous. We limit ourselves for the miraculous. And we find that walking in doubt and unbelief will stop us seeing the miraculous. But the Bible says in Matthew chapter 14 and verse 30, and when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and he began to sink. And he said, Lord, save me. We find that this is the first time Peter walking in the waters, and when he saw the boisterous winds and the waves, fear gripped the heart. There is a simple lesson in this story. As long as our eyes is fixed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will walk through any storm that you're facing, no matter how much you're going through, no matter the struggle, the circumstances, the difficulty. God will give you the power, give you the strength to walk through the storms that you are facing in life. He will give you the strength and he will give you the ability to walk in the miraculous, and the supernatural power of God will be manifested in your life. And I believe that we need to walk in the midst of the storm. Our eyes needs to be fixed upon Jesus. As soon as Peter looked at the winds and the waves, he began to see seeing. As soon as we look at the coronavirus, as soon as we look at the problems, as soon as we look at the economy, as soon as we look at how many deaths and how many people are dying, we will also, like, fear will grip our hearts and we'll begin to sing. But God is teaching the church a simple lesson. Our eyes need to be fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You find in the story, the Lord showed me that Peter loses his miracle right next to Jesus. How do I know that? The Bible says that when Peter was sinking, he said, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached out his hand and saved him. So some of you are right there at the brink of the miracle, and God wants you to walk in the miraculous and walk in the power of God. Now is the time for you not to give up. Now is the time for you not to be discouraged. Now is the time not to lose hope. Your miracle is on its way. Jesus is standing right there, and his hand is not too short that he cannot reach, nor is yet too heavy that he cannot hear. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you, and he wants to set you free. And the next thing we find, when Jesus saved Peter, Jesus did not carry Peter back into the boat. But Peter again walked in the water till they reached the boat. And what the Holy Spirit is trying to say, some of you, because of the storms and the problems and the difficulties that you're facing, you are sinking. But God wants to lift you up, and he's saying to you now again, it's time for you to get up. It's time for you to walk in the miraculous. It's time for you to walk in the supernatural. It's time for you to walk in the power of God. It's time to see the power of God be manifested in your life. And I believe that this is the season that God is calling the church to walk in the miraculous. Even if we stumble and fail, Jesus is more than able to save us. We find that the third storm is found in Acts chapter 27. Here we find that we have the story of the Apostle Paul. He was taken captivity to Rome. And on the way to Rome, a furious storm came against them, which tried to destroy their lives. And during the struggle for several days in the midst of the storm, an angel appeared to Paul. And now Paul is saying to the centurion of the boat in Acts chapter 27, verse 23 to 24, "For there stood by me this night an angel of God whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought to Caesar. And indeed, God has granted all those who sail with you.'" Here we find that the Apostle Paul believed the word of the angel and held on to the word. The angel of the Lord said that you are going to make it, you're going to come through, and God will surely grant you deliverance together with all those who are with you. And here we find that in Acts 27, verse 43 to 44, "But the centurion wanted to save Paul, kept him from this purpose and commanded that those who could swim and should jump overboard first and get to the land, and the rest some on boards and some on the part of the ship. And so it was, they all escaped and safely to the land." Here we find a great man who wrote one third of the New Testament, who performed many signs and wonders, who witnessed the power of God time and time again. He did not speak to the storm. He did not walk through the storm. But yet this great man had to hold on to a piece of boat. Yet this great man had to struggle for his life. And even those who could swim, they could swim first. And yet we find this great man of God, this great apostle, struggling to get on the other side. In the storm, the apostle Paul, he struggled to get on the other side. But he held on to the word of God. He held on to the word of the angel that you are going to make it. And some of the struggles, some of us are struggling in our faith. Some of us struggling to make ends meet. Some of us struggling in our relationship. But we need to hold on to the word of God. Hold on to God. Hold on to the promises. You will make it on the side. There is, if God said it, he will do it. And if he spoke it, he will bring it to pass. On the other side, revival was waiting for the Apostle Paul. On the other side, there's going to be a blessing waiting for you. There's going to be a miracle that's going to be waiting for you. There's going to be the power of God being manifested in your life. And today we need to hold on to his word, hold on to his promises, hold on to his love, and endure till the end. For God is God of his word. God has given us the word that he'll never leave us, nor will forsake us, no matter how strong that storm might be, no matter how far, no matter the force of the wave that beat upon your boat. If we love God according to his purposes, all things will work together for his good. God's word is real. God's word works. Believe it, hold on it, obey it, apply it, run with it, and you'll see the manifestation of God's great prayer, of God's great and precious promise in your life. God is calling us back even at this time to get back to his word. He's watching to see his word being performed. Yes, there might be adversities, there might be opposition, there will be storm, there will be sickness, there will be death, there will be lack, there will be uncertainty. But as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, at this time, we need to hold fast to the word of God. Settle in your mind that you are going to believe God's word, even when you do not understand everything. There is power in the word of God, because if God said it, he will do it. And just like this great man, this great apostle, he had to hold on to the word of the angel, and he had to struggle to get to the other side. And I believe that God at this time is calling the church to hold on to his word. We find that these three storms in life that will throw at us, you can either speak to the storm, walk through it, or hold on to his word till you get to the other side. We find that Jesus summarized the Sermon on the Mount in two foundations, and he said, the wise man and the foolish man. And in Matthew 7, verse 24 and verse 27 say, therefore I say to whoever hears this saying of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And whoever hears the sayings of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So we find that Jesus, when he summarized this, it means what he's trying to say, it doesn't matter whether you have faith or not, or whether you are in the will of God or not, whether you're Christian or not, the rain will descend, the wind will blow, the flood will come. But if you and I are building our lives on the word of God, we'll go through every storm successfully with the grace and with the help and with the mercy of Almighty God. Sometimes you need to speak to the storm, just as Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves. Sometimes you need to walk through the storm, just like Jesus and Peter walking on the water. Or sometimes you need to hold on to his word to get to the other side, like the Apostle Paul struggling to get to the other side. So today I encourage you as a church, do not waver, do not doubt, do not be afraid, do not worry, do not hesitate, do not panic, do not give up. Because God will give you the victory. God will bring you deliverance. God will bring you the healing. You will come through with the help and with the power of God. God wants us to remind us that he's greater than any storm. He's greater than any difficulty. He's greater than any circumstance. Jesus Christ, he's the greatest. He's greater than coronavirus. Jesus Christ, he is the greatest. So no matter what storm you are going through, whether you speak to the storm, whether you walk to the storm, whether you struggle through the storm, God will definitely see you through. Hold on to him. Hold on to his word. Hold on to his promises. You are coming out of the storm in Jesus' name. The storms will come. The storms will go. But Jesus Christ is the same. Jesus remains the same. Let's pray this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. I pray that even this morning, Lord Jesus, I pray for your presence and for your power. And I pray for your blessings over your people this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you know the storms that they're going through and the situations and the problems, the difficulties, the circumstances that they're facing, oh God. I pray that you'll give them the strength and the power to overcome in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that in the name of your son, Jesus, that you'll give them the power even the grace, oh God, to overcome these storms, Lord, with the help and with the promises and with your word, Lord Jesus. We pray that your word will become alive, Lord, if it's of satanic nature, Lord Jesus, that you cancel the works of the devil, Lord Jesus, that you'll speak to that storm in the name of Jesus, that will be still in the name of Jesus, that you'll grant them peace, Lord, even at this time where there's turmoil and where there's chaos and where there's uncertainty. We pray that the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, will give them peace even at this time in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that in Jesus' name that you'll give them, even those that need to walk through the storms, that you'll give them the strength and the ability, the power to walk through the storms, even as you said, even David said, when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll give them the strength and the ability even to get through the other side in the name of your son Jesus. Oh Lord, we pray that in Jesus' name that your grace and your peace will be with them and strengthen them even at this time, and strengthen them even their faith, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray they'll take their eyes not on they'll not fix their eyes upon the things of this world, but Lord, they'll fix their eyes upon Jesus, who is the author and the finish of the faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that they focus to you at this time, they'll look to you, they will trust in you, and they'll seek your face, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that even today, that even those that are struggling, Lord Jesus, just like the Apostle Paul, he struggled to get to the other side, Lord Jesus, we pray that he held on to the peace of God to get to the other side. And today we pray, Lord Jesus, that you give them the strength, Lord Jesus, that those that are struggling, Lord Jesus, I pray that you give them the strength, Lord, to hold on to you, hold on to your promises, hold on to your word. And I pray that the blessings and the power of God will be manifested in the name of Jesus. And I pray that your peace will be with them. Bless this church, Lord Jesus, and bless this fellowship, Lord Jesus. And I pray that your peace and your love and your joy will be in their lives, oh God, in their homes, in their families, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you'll calm every storm that they face. In Jesus' name, amen.